You remember what we were talking about? The story? The interrupted story? The heart player? Okay, and the final step is to look at this thing which logically is in you. You see, your logic, your lady upstairs doesn't like you, likes the goldsmith, and does everything for the goldsmith. Let's avoid the symbolism. You, the major part of your activities is to be popular, to be admired, even by the people you don't give a damn about. Later he will explain it to you. Rumi will say, yes, when I say the people are very important to you, and blah, 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 you say, no, no, look at that guy. I don't care if that guy will say hello to me, because I know that guy wants something from me, or is working for me. I said, that's not the case. And I can prove it, you know, huh? I'll tell you that guy was swearing at you. Talking bad about you, suddenly you become furious. You said you don't care. You care about the other people a lot. There is only thing to care about, and that's hot. And you don't care about that. So the suggestion is, try this one once. This is the final story, and this is what we are. He started with a harper, which happened to be beautiful, with a good voice, and very popular, very, very famous, a rock star. When he got old, his music was old-fashioned, his voice was no good, so nobody invited him. He went to cemetery. But that we'll talk about. Why cemetery? Later you will see in book 5, the only thing that could turn your mind around to see the universe as it is to understand the death, the subject that you don't like to think about. Because that's what will, that's half of life. Because death is not something that happens once for life. It's dying from something, becoming something else. Have you noticed this process? Or is it strange to you? Don't jump to humanity yet. First see it in animals. A lot of them, they have two different lives. One, they're under the water or under a tree, having the leaves. The other one is flying. They become normal. There are a lot of animals that they go half dead in winter time to save energy and things like that. Right? And there are habits in you that hopefully will die away, and you will have some other habits replacing them. So death is always coming with life, is it not? Because death is for living creatures. You cannot talk about death of this microphone. Death. We'll talk about it later. Now, this guy will go to cemetery and will talk to God and say, okay, now that I have nothing, I need some little money to repair my instrument. That's a symbolic way that music players, you know, the time will ask for money, because they are the artists and they shouldn't ask for the money. And you should pretend that the money you're giving them is not really worthy of their music, so you will say, this is for, let's say, your instrument repair and things like that. He's asking for that from God. This is the story, and we know what will happen. Why do we know what will happen? That's my way. I made it. Because the first time you read a story, you're busy with this story. And that could make me sick. Because Rumi, this book so many times, where I started to say, listen, I'm telling a story, but I don't mean this story. I'm using this story to tell you something, to describe something which is not describable. Just the way you do it, when you're talking and when there is something that you don't know how to say, to say, let me tell you an example, and you make a short story. These are always those stories. So read it first, then you will know that at the end, if the cowboy will kill the bad guy, or the good guy will kiss the girl, and the camera will go back, and the music will become loud, and some writing will come up. Then finish. Now come back. Why this story is being told? More than that, I insist upon, how is he telling this story? He was talking about this guy, and he told us all the story, all the information we needed at the beginning of the story to know the Harper and engage with his problem, right? But in the middle of conversation, when he made one very, very long paragraph, and he told us that this was, now he's in the cemetery, before the magical thing happened, he stopped. He made another long paragraph in what? Do you remember what was that paragraph? It started with explanation. That's one of the ways that Rumi will stop the conversation and say, I know this is difficult to understand. I need to give you some other information to really understand the story I'm telling. He was talking about something and he wanted to make it a law. He said, the Prophet said. The Prophet said what? Said that kindness from creator to createe is a constant one. It's like all other existing stuff. So every single moment that kindness will come here like a rain. You could get the moment and become wet and be happy. Or you could miss the moment and that moment will go away. So one, the next one is here. Try not to lose this one, because they know when we try to do some analysis or human psychology and thing like that, suddenly you say, I choose the wrong path now that I've done this, I've done that. Because your mind goes to past and your logic will tell you, you are that. Because logically, who are you? But they also, who are you? What do you say? First a name, then a birthplace, things like that, right? Is that what you are? Or is that what you were? Who cares about what you were? I want to know what you are. You are not that. You are not even the outcome of that process only. How could I say that? Because logically, you could say that, okay, I'm not what I was, but I'm the outcome of all this process. I'm me, beginning from my birth and all the experiences I had to this moment. Logically, you would say that, right? And say, you're not that. Or at least I'm not that. Because that's the rule, right? We were looking at the exception. I am the rule and I'm the exception. The rule will say that I'm the outcome of this process. Then I'll ask you, okay, if you put someone in this process, will become me? I have choices here. Inside, I have a heart that doesn't give a damn about the logical stuff. You know what? There are moments that my heart doesn't give a damn about my life. one in